Stay awake. Jesus uses the analogy of a thief coming to rob and to steal. It seems that the motivation of preserving one's possession is enough to stay awake, especially when you know when the thief is coming. The Lord who is coming is not a thief, but the invitation for us is to be found ready when He comes. I hope, my brothers and sisters, that this text does not set upon your heart with fear, because if you are doing the stewardship of that which is entrusted to you, you have absolutely no reason to be afraid of His coming. But that's the nuance, right? If you are in stewardship of that which has been entrusted to you. So what has been entrusted to you? Well, every breath that you take, every beat of your heart is a gift. Every day when you roll out of bed and you open your eyes and you didn't die in your sleep, praise the Lord. Gift of a new day. We can take the things that are entrusted to us and we can turn them into a burden. God has given you stewardship over these things. Be burdened by them. No. Isn't it crazy when we can take good and beautiful things and make it into a burden? It's interesting too, because prior to redemption, there is breath. There is heartbeat. There is the dawn of a new day. Following redemption in Jesus Christ, we have breath, we have heartbeats, and the dawning of a new day. In both situations, these things are entrusted to our care, but in redemption, the value of every breath, the value of every heartbeat, the value of every day, because it has been drawn into redemption, has a value that is beyond words. To act and to do, knowing that the fruitfulness of the life in redemption is unto eternal life. Imagine living, you know, 150 years in health and in wisdom and understanding and all of those things, only to end in death and separation from God. Imagine living 200 years in health, perfect health, knowledge, understanding, wisdom, and yet for it to end in the nothingness of separation from God. Doesn't matter how many years we put into the till, if it ends in death and separation, the value of it is robbed and stripped. So it's interesting, my brothers and sisters, the value of every moment is beyond our ability to bear. And so rather than be burdened by this beautiful gift of life and redemption, to receive it, and in the best way we can, to rejoice in the gift. To rejoice in the gift. Sometimes that means giving the gift away by our service and care for others. Other times it means giving it away in a time of prayer and praise to the Lord. Sometimes it means using that gift to sustain our body, and to care for its need, to feed it, to do laundry, and to fold the laundry, to make your bed. What an incredible gift of redemption. What an incredible multiplier that it is to the value of everything that you are and possess in Him. What an incredible gift to us, an invitation for us to live in that redemption. To be good stewards of our redemption. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to always see the value of each moment. May we be generous in our imitation of you. Amen.